Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. We're on Workshop Wednesday. And my name is Tony Gambone. And folks, it's the 14th of October. I mean, as I drive around here in the Houston area, I'm seeing Halloween decorations, Christmas trees in the stores. It's pretty crazy how fast time goes, or maybe it's crazy that we just don't pay enough attention every day. I'm not really sure. But it seems like every day starts to pick up speed once we get through the month of August. So, I mean, if you look back, it just seems like you were laying out the list for your business, what you're going to do, your business plan for the new year of 2015, and now everyone is, they're really hustling up to get into the fourth quarter of the year to try to justify being in business in the year 2016. It's complicated, only because we make it complicated, but it is what it is. And what I like to ask people a lot of times is, have you stopped and looked at what you've done wrong? So I like to use myself as an example so I don't insult anyone. But those of you out there that are listening, I hope that you take note to some of the things that I'm pointing out, okay? Because we all seem to be guilty of pieces of all of this stuff. Anyway, in July, where you're thinking more about vacation time, catching up with the kids because you neglected that from the first 6 months of the year, and stop worrying about your business as much. And then the next day showed up and it was September 10th and you decided to start really focusing on your business so that you could close the books for the end of 2015. Well, I just describe most people in business. Okay? And the solopreneurs are probably more guilty of it than a brick and mortar business that has 10 employees because they're reminded every day that they got to meet payroll. So one of the things I like to ask people is, when you recognize the things that you did wrong, and we all do things wrong probably daily, if not all day, sometimes throughout that day, we do things that are wrong. And when we do that, it's just part of learning, right? The trick is to try to write it down, remember it, correct it, be wiser with the next challenge that you come up with in that area. Making the same mistake over and over, well, we all know that that's just considered stuck on stupid. So for me, I try to make better decisions from the results that I've learned from the mistakes I made. And sometimes it really takes a minute of your time to sit down and recognize what you did wrong. So if you're just plowing through the year, you know, blowing and going and doing everything that you think is right, you might come up to the end of the year a little bit, maybe disgruntled, maybe confused, maybe just not knowing what it is you're supposed to do. I talk to clients on a daily basis, and they tell me that they're trying everything, but nothing seems to be working. They're trying to get a better focus. Sometimes you really have to take out everything that you did in the last 10 months and examine it. You know, if you were to go to the doctors and you told them that you were feeling something in your back that wasn't right, he's just not going to prescribe something to you. He's going to check out what it is in your back. He's going to poke on this and move on that and touch this and ask you this. He has to examine the situation before he can give you something that could help with the pain or correct the problem. Business is the same way. Okay? Raising children is the same way. Being in a happy marriage usually results in the same way. You have to look at what you're not doing right and consider how you can improve on that and make the action start taking place where you do that. Now, is it fun and easy? No. But that's why you have to do it, so that you can get to that where you understand what it is that you have to do, at least for a period of time, because as I mentioned, things keep changing. Time is quick. We make mistakes, but you have to be willing to track the distance that you're traveling. Look at it. See what's going on. Make changes. If you mapped out to go from California to New York, not every road that you picked when you left California would be available like it showed on the map. There would be detours. There would be places you might want to go see because of a sign you read. You still have to keep the map out so you can meet your destiny along the way. So it's not complicated, but it's nowhere near simple. Okay? The hard part is taking the action every day to make sure that you're on the right course. I struggle with that myself because I have this, I don't know, shiny syndrome. I don't even know what you call it. There's always seems to be an easier way. The grass always looks greener. Well, spoiler alert, that's not true. You have to stay focused on what it is you know you're supposed to do, or you're never going to get to where you want to go. Simple information, right? Complicated to input or to put into action. So I recommend some things. I like to talk to people about their struggles. It allows me to understand a couple things about my struggles. Some struggles that others have are worse than mine makes me okay with that. The other, most important thing is that it makes me aware that everyone has struggles. And number three, most important, it allows me to revisit how I can correct those struggles. And sometimes by having conversations with others, they give me the fix or an idea, where it just pops out of my own mouth. I never was able to see it in that direction because I'm only looking through one set of eyes. I kind of explain it like this. When you're driving down the road, you're looking focused out the front window at where you're driving to. Well, the person in the back gets to look all around and see all kinds of things. You know, they're able to tell you the mistakes you made, where you missed a turn or whatever, because they're focused on, you're just focused on right in front of you. They're focused on everything around you. So sometimes it's good to partner up with someone. Think about it. Take a chance at it. What do you got to lose? If you can improve it, why not try it? My name is Tony Gambone. This is Workshop Wednesdays. You can find us at workshop-wednesdays.com. We're on the Tough Talk Radio Network, and you can find that at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Any social media site that you type in Tough Talk Radio or Tony Gambone will pop up. We'd love for you to be a part of our show by calling in and asking questions. You can do that by dialing 347-989-1363. And hey, here at Workshop Wednesday, we are committed to bringing other people to the show. They're going to show you an easier way to be successful. So if you're smart, you'll fill up the coffee, grab a bottle of water, get a piece of paper, and take some notes, because I got two great guests today. And the title of the show is Sing, Dance, and Learn Powerful Words of Encouragement. And, you know, a lot of times we need to stop and sing and dance, and we do need to know the powerful words of encouragement because life is not easy. My first guest is a gentleman by the name of Sarantos, and we're going to be bringing him up here in a few seconds after we take a commercial break. But he has, well, he's a musician, and he's got some great stuff to share with us, so we're going to be right back after this short break.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month? Or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and if you missed the first part of the show, you can go to workshop-wednesdays.com and catch up on that. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker. Just type it in, you'll find us. My first guest is a gentleman by the name of Sarantos, and has continued releasing a new song and music video every month in 2015. He unveils his eagerly anticipated sophomore album. This collection zeroes in on huge, unique signature style, merging 80s rock with modern pop music. Now, you know, folks, we don't have very many musicians on the show, and I'm excited about this because, well, this gentleman here is on a mission, and he's done a lot of things, and, you know, he's into pop, rock, jazz, rap, country, and even Christmas music. So I'm excited to welcome Sarantos to the show. Sarantos, welcome.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so a lot of times what I do is make sure we find out where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
I've been actually born and raised in Chicago, so I'm from the Chicago area.
Okay, so... been to Chicago a couple times, living in Las Vegas for 20 years. I got to experience a lot of different types of restaurants, and there's nothing like an Italian beef and a deep dish pie up there in Chicago, so I'm hungry already. Anyway, moving along, I want to make sure that people know a little bit about you, right? So you're. It seems like in the last year, you've done a lot with music. Is this something that you were a part of as a child, or is it something you picked up later on in your life?
Music's always been something that's been very important to me. For as long as I can remember as a little kid, it was always my passion. I think it started with my parents always encouraging us to sing, dance, listen to music, whether it was American music, Greek music, anything growing up. And it just kind of kept blossoming and growing. And unfortunately, I think like a lot of your guests, you know, sometimes people have this dream and they kind of never go for it and they kind of keep it on the back burner as life gets in the way. And I decided a couple years ago after my dad passed away from lung cancer that I was just going to go for it. And I honestly have not looked back, and I've gotten more comfortable over the last couple years. So the music's been coming out. November is next month, and that'll be the second year. So it's definitely something that I'm proud of. It's definitely something that I've wanted to do forever, and I'm just happy to be doing it, to be honest with you.
Okay, so there's a lot of different type of music that's listed on your bio and your website. And your website I'm just going to spell it, okay, so I get the wording right. It's MELOGIA.com. Okay, I'm going to spell it again. MELOGIA.com, where pop rock music comes to life. So, what is your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music to make, I think, is probably that pop rock genre. But if people have listened to me or they hear any of my songs, I certainly try to experiment. So you're correct in that I have tried a jazz song, I've tried a rap song, I've tried all sorts of different genres, because I think music nowadays is becoming kind of a fusion of a lot of different tastes from all over the world. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do also.
So when you're asked, well, when you, what is the music that you like to play the most? Is it the pop rock?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you listen to songs, you know, some of my favorites, Nothing to Hide, Are You Sure You Can Last, from the first CD, and then from this second CD, What If I Never See You Again. You know, I think you know, mostly a little bit probably on the rock side, but a little bit singer-songwriter genre too. So I would say pop rock is probably the best way to describe them.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Now, I'm a big fan of this one TV show called The Voice. I'm sure you heard of it.
yeah, absolutely.
It's a very cool show. It's kind of a Christian-based show, actually, I mean, the producers of it. But the thing that I like about it is no one gets to see what the musician looks like until they enjoy their voice first. And, you know, we're really caught up in society in our world today on, well, there's this, that's probably a whole month of shows, right? But the thing of it is, that is really an incredible way to be recognized. Have you thought about taking that step?
I actually, last year I had someone approach me about going on The Voice, and I thought about it, but to me, again, I'm not 18, and I know they do have older people on that show also. I thought about doing American Idol many years ago, but you had to be, I think, under 25. And the more my career has kind of taken off, the one thing I've kind of realized is I really like the freedom of being able to do what I want. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm never going to join a label, and I respect a lot of the musicians on that show, and I'd love to hook up with any of them. But to me, I don't want to get tied into any of these contracts where you have to do a certain amount of stuff. And, you know, again, you know, I release a book chapter each month. I release a video each month. I'm kind of being very unconventional, and I'm focusing really on the fan. I'm giving away all my music for free. So these aren't things I think, as much as the exposure would be obviously wonderful, I just thought about it, and I didn't think it was right for me. So whether that's right or wrong, you know, I'm not sure yet, but that's kind of what I was thinking last year.
Well, you know, the reason why I asked you that is because, you know, in Workshop Wednesdays, we try to bring business owners on and allow them to show other business owners how to gain, you know, gain opportunity or how to maybe do things a little bit differently. And this is a serious business. I mean, this is something that you take very serious, and you are providing people with stuff, products for free. And so, you know, in the business world of, so for me anyway, I go out and I speak for free, but I sell programs in the back of the room. You're going out and giving away music for free so you can be recognized. And, you know, it's a way to gain traction, gain community. And when I look at, your Twitter account, I mean, you have, you know, over 940,000 followers. Okay, and so you are obviously being recognized, and in business it's the same kind of concept. So when you say that you're doing this monthly, what was the challenge to do a book chapter and a video and a song a month?
When I first started thinking about what I wanted to do and what I wanted to stand for, you know, it really, when I thought about most bands, you know, growing up and even nowadays, most artists release a new CD every 2 to 3 years, then they fall off the face of the earth and you never hear about them. So I kind of thought it'd be very unique to continually be putting out new music and not to do it for a year, but to kind of keep doing it till the day I die. So that was kind of became my mission. And when I decided I was going to release a new song every single month, then I said, well, I'm a very visual person. I love videos. Even though I'm an indie artist and I don't have the budget to make what I fantasize about making in terms of really cool videos, I decided that I was going to make a new music video every month. And then somewhere along probably the middle of the road of the first year, I just got this really unique idea to say, you know, I love writing lyrics and my songs are all about the lyrics, but it'd be really cool to write a book because you're not limited in words. You can really express yourself. And it kind of evolved to doing a fiction fantasy book, and, you know, I caught up, and then I released the book chapter every single month, so it kind of parallels the song, and it, you know, it just was a very unique thing. I don't think anyone's ever done anything like that I know of, and the cool thing is I've kept listening to the fans, so the fans kept saying, hey, you should make a lyric video every month. So I started making a lyric video every month, and it's definitely challenging. The music probably is the easiest thing, but the most challenging is probably the music video, just because of budget constraints, and I'd love to quote-unquote make it where I could just put out something on Twitter or Facebook and say, hey, we're shooting downtown Chicago, I need some extras and just have fans show up and just be in the music video that gets released worldwide. But I'm clearly not at that stage yet. So.
Right. But, you know, there's two shows I watch. It's The Voice and Shark Tank, right? Some people go on Shark Tank knowing that they're not going to give in to a deal and hoping for the best thing that possibly could happen. But at the end of the day, they're getting recognition on television. And so same thing with The Voice. If you can get recognition and build fan base and then start being able to get money, revenue, drive revenue out of what you're doing, because books, video, music is the best way to gain recognition and credibility through the internet that there is out there. People are writing blogs. I mean, I write compilation books just so that every year I get at least one or two books out on the internet. And there's people that do 100 e-books a year. But what you're doing is a great way to build fan base. And I'm just curious to see. I know on your website, and I'm going to spell the word out again. Maybe you can tell me, what is the name? Is it Melogica?
Yeah, it's melogia.com. It basically, I'm of Greek descent, and in Greek it means with words. So
okay.
I just thought it'd be a very cool and interesting way. And, of course, Sorantos.com was taken. But I just thought it'd be a unique way to really emphasize that I'm all about the words.
Yeah, so it has a donation button on it. Okay, so do you, and I'm just going to ask you this question, do you feel as though if you charge for your music, people wouldn't want it versus if you gave it to them?
I don't know the answer to that. There's so much debate in the music industry. I personally do feel that music has gotten very devalued. But that said, I am on Spotify, I'm on iTunes. I try to just get exposure by being everywhere. I think if people put their foot in the sand and say, hey, I'm not going to be on Spotify, I'm not going to be on the free sites. Clearly, if you're Taylor Swift, you can do that. But when you're an indie artist that doesn't have the marketing support of a big label, at the end of the day, marketing works. I mean, how many times have we heard a song that we weren't crazy about, but after hearing it for the 10th time on the radio, it grows on you, and then you kind of like it? So I agree with you from a business point of view, and music is definitely a business. It takes a lot of money to, quote-unquote, make it. And I'm not saying the way I'm doing it is the right way, but what I've tried to do is at the end of every year, every November, the CD comes out, and it's an autographed copy. And I'm going to throw this year, because my fans kind of gave me the idea and requested it, I'm going to throw a couple special extras on there. So, again, certainly I would like fans to buy the CD just because that's the only way that I'm going to be able to continue to make videos and continue to, you know, the biggest thing I want to do also is I want to donate money to charity. And to be quite frank, the last year or two have been a loss. I've spent a lot more money on my music and videos than I've made, but eventually I'm hoping that I get more traction. I'm able to donate the third to charity that I want to. And it's a double-edged sword. I certainly don't claim to have the answer, and I see both sides of it. But, I'm not sure what else to say.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I think that, and I compare this to business owners because, you know, I talk with people every day about getting up in front of the room and speaking to a group of people versus sitting in the room being that person. And there's fear. Of course, there's fear. And when you're trying something, you want it to work. And a lot of times we don't even believe the value that we have. But once again, I judge things. And, you know, what do I know? But I judge things by what's going on the internet. And you have over 900,000 followers on Twitter. Twitter, people make six figures off of using Twitter to grow their business. You're there. I mean, no doubt that you're there. I'm just curious to see when you're going to take that step off that ledge. You can't see even your foot, let alone where the ledge is, because that's a huge step that can make a big difference in your life. But how many other people, I mean, you're setting a trend. I've been doing internet radio shows for 7 years. I've never seen anybody committing to a book, chapter, a song, and a video a month. Most people say, I'm going to do a video for 21 days, and after 16 days, they fizzle out. Or they're going to write a blog, and after 6 months, you know, you go look at their blog tab on their website, and it says 2012. Commitment is really hard. You are showing a lot of musicians out there how they can make a difference in what they're doing. I just like to see how you can turn that into revenue.
You touched on such a huge point, Tony. I can't speak for others, but I think people give up way too soon. And you know, they sometimes say that, you know, it's darkest before the dawn. But I plan on doing this, like I said, every month till the day I die, because the music to me is easy, and I have noticed that I am selling more singles on iTunes every month, and I'm putting out the new songs. So I definitely see a trend upward, and my email subscriber list, which is very humbling that people want to hear from me, you know, when I send out an email once or twice a month, is up to almost 15,000 people. So there's no question in my mind that I've continued to grow, and I think in November when the CD comes out, it'll be very interesting for me to just see what happens. And again, I don't know what the future holds, but I'm definitely in it for the long haul.
Yeah, this is really cool stuff. I've interviewed a lot of people. No one has, you know, we live in a selfish world. People, you know, and of course, I just want to correct that statement that people know that the mailman comes to their house 6 days a week, and even sometimes on Sundays they deliver the mail. But the thing of it is we got to pay our bills, and so we have to have a revenue. But most people are focused on the money end of it versus delivering the quality first and the commitment. And that always returns into money. I mean, it says it in the oldest book around, you reap what you sow. So I'm just very impressed that you're committed to doing that and willing to see what turns up out of that without having other intention. So, for instance, are you looking to teach other musicians how to do these type of things?
I certainly am open to that. I don't pursue other musicians to try to tell them what to do, because I'm always learning every day. I feel like I'm a sponge, and I'm always looking stuff up on YouTube, on Google. I'm trying to read anything I get my hands on, because there are experts in the industry, and I feel like every day I try to learn something from everyone. So I certainly don't think what I'm doing is, I don't think I have all the answers, but when I have people just send me a tweet or a Facebook post or an email, I certainly try to help out any musician I can. I certainly do, because I have wasted so much time and energy and money doing things that, you know, in the music industry, people get burned all the time. People promise you, hey, spend $500 on here and I'll get you this, and they never do. So if there's anyone I can help, I always just tell people just to email me, and I'd be happy to try to help them out in any way I can.
You're a very humbling person. My hat's off to you. That's huge. Like I said, a lot of times people don't mean any harm. They just want to get to the successful part of their passion, and it's complicated. But I'm learning just from listening to you how to maybe be a little bit more humble. That's a lost art in our world today. So very excited about this. Tell me, if there's something out there that you could share with musicians, authors, or people that like to do video, because that's the world you're in. Okay, you've embraced more than just music. You've taken that and put an umbrella up and shown how to market music differently. So what is a tip that you would tell people out there?
Well, I could think of two tips. The one we already talked about, which is never quit, never give up. The second thing that I would tell everyone is to be realistic in terms of, you know, don't give up your day job. And you know, you touched on this a little bit, and I'm humbled to hear what you said, you know, about me, and I'm very flattered, but I'm really not doing this for the money. And I think if it's your passion and you're just happy doing it, which I am, doesn't matter to me if it's 2 o'clock in the morning or if it's a weekend or at night. it makes me happy. And when you have that mentality, you just keep doing your day job, you just keep taking care of your obligations to your family and your friends, and you're kind of doing this on the side, but it ends up taking a lot more than 40, 50 hours a week, but you don't mind it. And you never know what's going to happen at some point in your life, but if you're realistic, whether it happens or not, it doesn't matter. If you're happy, you're happy, and no one can take that away from you. I really believe that, and it took me a long time to understand that, and it took me a long time to even try for this. And, you know, in the beginning, there are family, friends that, you know, they're snickering. They're like, what in the world is he doing? But I feel like I've continued to improve my vocal style, my music, my lyrics over the last year or two, and the stuff coming out next year is going to be even better. And I think if you're just content with yourself, it's not someone, that's not something people can take from you. They'll try, but I don't think they could.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that there's a... I think you might be stumbling onto something that you don't even notice yet, that how you could help other artists that have that burning passion, you know, that 19-year-old that might be really good in music, and, you know, before they get on the wrong track, you know, and before they refuse to take a job. There's just so many different things that you seem, I mean, you have, I don't know, a lot of wisdom for what you're doing. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm in my 30s.
Right. So, I mean, most people, I had to get into my 50s before I started figuring out valuable things, you know. So you're a lot smarter than me. And so I hope that you'll keep doing what you're doing. I hope that you'll make it more available for people to learn from you, because we'd hate to think that you were cheating people out of having a little bit of your wisdom in their world. So... I'm excited about that, and I'd like to know, is there a book coming out, a full book, maybe on your story, or, you know, something that's coming out? I know you do chapters. Are you making that into a book?
Yeah, so I have a couple different things going on. Last year in November, the chapters were put together in one book, and same thing this year. You know, all the chapters are being put into one book, and then I have been working on the side on a biography, which, again, my intention is I would release that at some point in the future if I got, you know, bigger and I thought it was worthy enough to share my story, which, again, I think the time will come for that. And I don't want to reveal too many secrets, because I have a plan in my mind and I like surprising fans. And, you know, one of the things last year, people didn't know until Black Friday that, hey, by the way, here's a Christmas CD with 4 originals, 10 covers, and 14 short stories. And same thing this year. You know, it's October, and I'm going to surprise the fans. Nobody really knows this yet, but in November, I'm going to have a surprise second CD that's going to have all instrumentals. So I'm all about surprising, and I have a bunch of surprises in store for the fans, you know, as they follow me on this journey.
Well, I think it's awesome, dude, and I hope that you will keep us informed and keep us up to date, allow us to help market what you're doing. I'd just love to be a part of that, because I think you're very unique in what you're doing, and I think that, I know that I want you to remember me when you're on a bigger stage. So anything I can do to help market what you're doing, please use that opportunity for us.
Absolutely, Tony, and I'd be happy to come back anytime, and I definitely appreciate your time, and I'll send you the new song each month, absolutely, and be happy to be on any time.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you send me the new song every month, we'll drop it on our newsletter so people can continue to hear what's going on. I'd love to do that. If you're willing to send us one every month, I'll be willing to put it on our newsletter that goes out to all the guests and all the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'll send it in the email, and you can share it and do anything you ever need. Let me know, but absolutely.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate your time today. Tell people how they can connect with you, and we're up against the clock, so if you could
Sure.
just do that for me.
Sure, Tony. So the main website is melogia.com. They can find all my YouTube, Facebook, social media links there, and if they sign up for my free email list, they'll get all the inside information first. And thank you for listening to the show, and Tony, thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure, man. It's always a pleasure to meet someone that's wiser, smarter, and more humble. I just can't thank you enough. Appreciate you taking out time for us today.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back. We're going to go through some more things on the show. So make sure to call in 347-989-1363 and make sure to check out Melogia's website. Okay, it's melogia.com. And I'll tell you what I like the most about this when we come back from a commercial break, because this gentleman here, well, he just enlightened me on a lot of things that a lot of business owners, just people in general, need to do, because what he shared with us is something that all of us can learn from. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. We just finished a great interview with a musician by the name of Sarantos. And, well, he's coming to us out of Chicago. I hope that you'll go and check out his website. It's melogia.com. He does a video a day. I'm sorry, a week. He does does a video, a book chapter, and a song a month. So make sure to check it out, okay, and learn more about it. What he's doing is something very unique. It's not done in many. I've never seen it done before, which doesn't mean it's not being done, but he's got a great way of sharing what he's doing. So connect with him. Check him out on Twitter. You can find everything from his website. So I hope you'll do that, because he's an incredible guest, and I was really excited to have him on the show today. Okay, so I want to talk about a little bit more about ending the year 2015, as I talked about in the beginning of the show. And one of the things I recognized from Sarantos was that he was willing to go first, to give some of his products away, to be helpful to others, and do it out of the passion. Now, I know we have to make money, folks. It's very important to make money. But, you know, having all the focus on money will not make us money. Having to focus on things like he was talking about, what do his fans want? What do they need from him? He was providing that for him. Keeping them entertained, allowing them to have more, okay? Now, I'm not saying give away the bank. What I'm saying, though, is to keep interest of the people that you do business with in mind first, okay? Don't make it all about you. Don't make it all about the dollar. Make it valuable. Know what to charge, but make it more about the client or the service you're providing, you know, for that client or the product. Make it about that. Okay, so end of the month is coming. We'll be out of this month in 16 days, 17 days, and I want to ask you a couple questions. Are you prepared for November? Do you think that you should shut down your business at the end of November because no one does business in December because of the holidays? Well, I got to tell you a story. Last year, November and December were two of my best months. Now, I don't know if it's because that's where people spend all their money. I know it's because I took too long throughout the year to make the money I needed. So I really pushed it in gear in November and December. You know, the fourth quarter push, right? See who wins the game, just like football. But here's the thing. I was happy that I was able to do it. I know that that's still available. So I know that I could take the excuse where people are spending money on holidays off the table and stay focused on moving forward. So a book I'd like you to check out, this gentleman I interviewed a few years ago, it's called The 12-Week Year. You treat every quarter like it's the last quarter of the year. I'm here to tell you, last year for me was my best quarter. Okay? Now, did I move into the first quarter blowing and going? No. I slowed down. You know, just like everybody else, we get a good quarter and we slow down a little bit, and then we have a bad quarter and we pick it up again. The trick is balancing your daily schedule. The trick is making sure that if you had too many things on your to-do list, start taking some of them off because you're doing more than you can succeed at. The trick is to sit down with someone and have them look at what you're doing and give you honest feedback on either you're way out of line, you're trying to do too much, it's impossible, you know, just have conversation. Maybe you need to bring in a mentor or a coach. Maybe you need to sit down with someone that you look up to and just have conversation, a brainstorming conversation. Maybe you need to join a mastermind group. Maybe you need to go back to work at a job that's set up for you to work at. I'm not sure. But you know yourself best. And you know the secrets about what you don't do good and what you do good. So it's really important to have that conversation with yourself and then share it with someone that you can trust and then make a plan of action to get better at what you're doing. Now, I hope that you'll stop by and check out Tough Talk Radio Network and see all the list of shows that we have. One of the things I'm doing here in the last quarter of 2015 is we've revamped our radio shows. We're looking for certain categories to fill the shows with. So I'm looking for someone in the financial world, someone in the home improvement world, someone in the cooking world, and someone in the life and business coaching areas. That's what I'm looking for. So if you're one of those people and you've thought about doing a radio show, but didn't know how you were going to separate the time of what you're supposed to be doing to new task at hand doing a radio show. Tough Talk Radio Network provides that service for you where they'll come in and do everything for you. You do the interview, even find the guest for you. All you have to do is show up and do the interview and reap the benefits of having over 140 million people listen to internet radio each month. Check us out. Go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. And click on the tab that says, become a host. Check it out. It's a great opportunity if you're trying to reach a bigger market. Also, I hope that if you're in the Houston area, you'll check out Tough Talk Business Network. It's a networking group here, and there's a ton of networking groups in the city of Houston. So if you're new to Houston, if you've been here a while and just started working for yourself and trying to get out networking, give me an email at tony@tonygambone.com. I'd love to introduce you to all the network leaders in the city, no matter what part of Houston you're in. I'd love to do an introduction for you to be able to meet more people like-minded in your area. So once again, my name is Tony Gambone. This is Workshop Wednesday, and you can find us at workshop-wednesdays.com if you want to be a guest or just a listener. Follow us. We'll be back next Wednesday, 10:30 Central Standard Time, here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Hope that everyone has a blessed week and stays tuned and learned from today's show. Thank you.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.